This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this very special edition of the Strang Report. I am so honored to be able to interview Mike Lindell. You know him as the MyPillow guy. And I ran into him at The Return, which was sponsored by Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and asked him, would he do a podcast? And as the election is coming up just a few days from now, I texted him and I said, would you do a podcast before the election? He very quickly agreed. We actually did it on a Zoom call. You can go to charismanews.com and actually see it. We're going to post it there. Of course, you could listen to it. So stay tuned, and you don't want to miss my interview with Mike Lindell.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Well, Mike Lindell, I appreciate you taking time from your busy schedule to be with me. I'm a big fan of yours. In fact, every night, my wife's got all these pillows on the bed, and I have a MyPillow, and I think, okay, where is my pillow before I fall asleep? I know you're a big supporter of Donald Trump, and as the election approaches, I have been interviewing various leaders to just ask them what they see happening in the country and where they see God in all this, and maybe even making a prediction who's going to win.
Well, for me, I wasn't even political until I met Donald Trump before he was elected in 2016. And boy, after I met him, I go, wow, he's gonna be the greatest president ever. And I went all in on faith, as a lot of people did in 16. And now we have proof of concept. We know it works. We know everything he said, all his promises he kept. You go back right before this China virus in January and February, you had the best economy ever, the best consumer confidence ever. You had everyone, the unemployment rates at all-time lows. People were out taking chances, like business people and entrepreneurs going out and starting businesses and inventing things because they had a great paying jobs to fall back on if they had problems. Well, of course, the virus changed that. Well, then they politicized that. You've actually gotten, these terrible politicians like my governor in Minnesota making decisions based on politics and his own agenda that manifested into riots and all these other things that happened. And so I think what we have now is an opportunity where it's just going to be completely red down the ticket everywhere. Donald Trump has turned the Republican Party into the common sense party. I did a thing the other day, a commercial for the president about a month ago in Minnesota, and I had all these Democrats in a room, and I was the interviewer. It was like a round table. And I asked them, they're all switching. They're all flipping. And I said, well, why are you flipping? Why are you flipping? And every single answer, like I'll just give you one. They're going, well, that party that I voted for 30 years, that ship sailed. It's no longer the Democrat Party. If I vote for them, I'm voting for this crazy radical nut leadership that is so far socialism left, and it's not that party anymore. And then a lot of them said, well, I don't particularly like the president, but boy, he kept his promises. Everything the Democrats have promised for decades, and sometimes even Republicans, that didn't get done because they're politicians that never got done. After the election, they just ignore it all. And after then wait till the next election, make more promises. But all these Democrats saying, wow, this great president kept his promises. So what I'm seeing happening, and then they came out with the fake polls. So right after in my home state of Minnesota, they had us almost even. We haven't been red since 1972. They had us almost even. And then all of a sudden the Republican convention happens, one of the greatest speakers ever. And what happens then is here, all of a sudden they show Minnesota down 9. I want to tell you about fake polls. These fake news, they're as bad as the fake news. They're called depression polls. They make people depressed and they're going, we're down, and everybody kind of pulls back. And, well, they're all lying. They're lying by 4 to 6 percentage points, every single one of them. And what's going to happen this election, Donald Trump, I know, is going to win Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, all everywhere, Ohio, Florida, even Nevada. I mean, these polls are false, And everyone, everywhere you go on the ground, people, you don't see Biden signs out there. You see, I'll just take the black demographic, the African-American, their vote was like 6 to 8%, I think, in 16. He's going to get 20 to 25% of that vote. He's done more for African-Americans than anybody in history. So these are the things I'm seeing. It's going to be the greatest red wave you ever seen.
Boy, that's exciting. And I'm so glad to hear you say it. And, you know, I was a Democrat at one time. It was years ago, and I finally saw the light. And right. I'm thinking of your friends around that table who are switching over. Why aren't we seeing more of that? And maybe I should ask about the news media. You know, right. I'm a part of the news media myself.
Right.
Professionally, you're supposed to be even-handed. That's right. Kind of out the window. Why do you think they're so blind?
Well, here the people are blinded because, you know, there's two things here. One is all the fake news, and a lot of them were grown up they grew up in a Democratic household, so they're going, but they don't realize, or you have that, and then you have this fake news going on. So in their head, they're going, oh, we've got this Trojan horse Biden that's going to be there to bring us back to some Democratic Party that's long gone. That's the biggest lie ever. It's just a Trojan horse. You're going to unravel it, and they're going to pull him out because he can't do the job. And they're going to say that, oh, here's this crazy, most progressive socialist woman to take over out of San Francisco that ever lived. I mean, and so it's the fake news. It's this agenda. You know, if it wouldn't be for the president's Twitter and everything else that he can get by that, we can get the word out. And then you have this generation where they took God out of schools, this generation from these colleges that get brainwashed by professors and teachers unions and everything else that took God out of our classrooms, took the family values out. And now these people think socialism is having a cup of coffee. And they're just not educated into what that really is. So there's a very scary thing going on. But I just think that this country is going to be so united when our president wins this election. The next 4 years, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's gonna, now you won't have this media keep fighting them every day, and we're going to unite. Think of all the great things that could have got done if we were all together and got behind our president like it should be a normal thing for a country. When you're elected, everybody goes behind the president. I didn't like the last president, but I didn't go out there and burn down buildings and do all kinds of crazy things, you know. And I just think it's sad that you have not only fake news out there that aren't journalists anymore, you have teachers that aren't teaching, that are teaching their stuff in colleges that are just so far off base. You have a party that's not even that party anymore. And it's very sad. I mean, that what's going on. And hopefully we get a fair election so they don't cheat and have our ballot harvesting and everything else that's going on. That's a concern, because there is no way that a president that's kept all his promises and done more for our country than any president that I've ever seen. And he should be elected by 400 electoral votes, if there's that many. You know, I don't even know how many there are, but he should just do a sweep. Even California should vote for him because he kept his promises. You can go right down the list. Our president has a gift of problem solution and what it's going to manifest to. You know, you got this China virus coming. They're trying to politicize that. Oh, look at this. He didn't handle this right. He handled it better. It was an anomaly in history. He handled it better than anyone in the history that ever could handle this pandemic, this terrible virus thing we had. I watched him do it. Because governors from states like New York and California, they'd reach out for help. Things that would take 7-8 months, he'd do it in 2 days. Let's get it done. Let's get it done now. You get out there and help them. And boom, all this, you know, all of our private sector got involved and to make masks like MyPillow and ventilators and all this. He didn't miss a beat. He's going to bring this economy back stronger than it ever was in history. You can't keep goodness down. You can't keep it down. I really believe this is biblical. This is spiritual warfare in this country, that all this stuff that's going on, because you can't explain it, how people can be so naive. All our president wants is for each and every one of us to have a joyful life and put America first, put the United States of America first. And so we all have these lives that we want here while we're here, and to be great, joyful, and everybody, and to help everybody.
Well, I agree with you. And I was going to ask you about the hatred for Donald Trump. In fact, in some ways, it seems like the only message that the Democrats have is that Donald Trump is horrible. He's this, he's that, he's a racist. Yeah. And of course you're not going to vote for a horrible person, right. Period. As if Joe Biden, I mean, didn't right. we learn a lot with the laptop scandal that exactly. the media is absolutely overlooking? But right. why such hatred?
You know, I can explain that. You know, they what Donald Trump knew, he knew what he was going in. You call it the deep state, call it whatever you want. There, he had to pick a party. I mean, you know, he picked the Republican Party. Like I said, he's transformed that into the Common Sense Party. But I've talked to Eric Trump, and Eric said, before they went down that escalator, Eric goes, Mike, my dad told me, he said, we're going to find out who our friends really are. Because he was going in just to drain that swamp, and he was going in to do it for the people, and he went all in. And I want to tell you, you know, here's me with my platform. I used to be a crack cocaine addict. I didn't know anything about politics. I had never voted. I come out of addiction. I go, what did I miss? We got a president giving money to an evil empire. They're killing babies. Their marriage isn't between a man and a woman anymore. I mean, all these crazy things where my friends are losing their houses and their careers. And then I met Donald Trump in the summer. He reached out to me to meet him in 2016. And so I go fly out for a private meeting with this guy that could be president, August 15, 2016. I fly there and they go, whatever you do, you're not going to meet him alone. And whatever you do, don't tell him you were a former crack addict. And well, I did meet him alone. And then one of the first things we talked about, he goes, Mike, you always wear your cross. Are you a Christian? I said, yes, Mr. Trump. And this is the divine appointment. We had this half hour conversation and we talked about, I told him I was an ex-crack addict. He said, well, he was due to stop the drugs pouring in. And he told me about, I'm going to bring the manufacturing back like my pillow, you know, everything made here, Mike. We had this amazing half hour conversation. I walked out of there. I couldn't believe what I seen. I said, God's picked him to be the greatest president in history. But I talked to his employees. And when I talked to his employees, it was like every one of them had a great thing to say. You can learn a lot about somebody if you find out about their employees, what they have to say about him. Everyone said the same thing. And they even had personal stories about him, how they helped. He helped them out personally. But best boss, genuine, transparent, just man, he just puts it out there. He has a heart of gold to help these people. And that's what I had just seen in that office. I got back to Minnesota. And you got to realize, I was the media's darling, the great American success story, right? From crack addict to, you know, 2,000 employees or whatever, and this huge story. Well, I get back to Minnesota and I put a press release out and I said, I met Donald Trump at a private meeting. I figure here's one of your biggest businessmen. And I didn't even tell him what we talked about. So I figured the media's going, wow, what happened? What happened, Mike? Well, how was the meeting? No, it was crickets except for they called me a racist. They called me everything you could imagine against me. I go, what did I do? They didn't even know what we talked about. So yeah, I want to tell everyone out there, if you don't believe the deep state and why the hatred's out there, they hate for one reason, because he was changing a paradigm. He was changing our government. The government should be one nation under God and for the people. Not for all these political politicians' agenda, these lifetime politicians that make decisions for money, greed, and their own personal agenda or their own party agenda. And that's very sad. So I was attacked. I know firsthand the hatred. I got back to Minnesota. The Better Business Bureau, one of the most crooked organizations in the United States, takes me from an A-plus to an F because I backed our great president. An A-plus to an F because I ran an ad too long that was a special according to their internal thing there too, the buy one, get one free. So they use these excuses. I was attacked by them. I was attacked by lawyers out in California that came after me. I mean, I take it every day, but I want to tell any businessman out there and I want to tell anyone out there, by me standing firm of what I believe in, I know this man. We became friends now. And I'll tell you what, I stood by when I wear my cross on TV, my faith, I stand by everything that I do. And by doing that, guess what MyPillow's biggest day ever was? We're in it right now. I just keep getting rewarded and rewarded by standing firm. When they boycott on TV, when they say, boycott Mike Lindell and MyPillow, you know what the other bots and trolls say? Don't boycott him. He'll double his ads. We see enough of that jerk. And I'll double.
That is funny. Well, I don't know what was wrong with that 2-for-1 ad, because I bought your Giza Dream Sheet.
Right on. Right on.
It was just great.
Yeah.
But as we wrap up, you know, there's probably not too many people who haven't made up their mind. But for anyone who is watching or listening who hasn't made up their mind, as we close, and I'll give you the last word, what would you say to them before they go vote on November 3rd?
I would tell them, this is the most important election, the most important vote you will ever do in history. This isn't about this party and this party. This is about the direction for decades, for our lifetime to come. Everything, I want you to look it out there and look at where you're, where, just pretend there's no party or whatever, and look at the things that you're voting for. You know, let's say your Christian values, let's say you're pro-life, pro-choice, your abortion issues, wherever that is, where do they fall? Where do they fall in common sense? Look at where you were before this pandemic, money-wise, you know, and where this country was headed for economy, your employment. Everybody for the first time was jockeying for wages. But I'll tell you what, if you're a Christian out there, this, and you've seen this godless path we were going down, you better look, because we have a president that's done more for faith than any president. He prays more than has people praying with him, more than any president ever. And I'll tell you what, you're making the most important choice, and not just for you to go out and vote, get everyone you know to get them to the polls and to vote. Because I'll tell you what, the only way that this great president loses and our country goes down a bad path of evil, it would be because cheating, voter harvesting, and because the fake news has brainwashed you out there. I'm here to tell you, I've been there, done my due diligence. I met the senators. I met people on both sides of the, and it's too bad. There's a lot of people out there that wish they were a Republican, even that are in office, because like in my home state of Minnesota, there's 9 Democrat mayors that switched in northern Minnesota, and they're still in office. And they're switching because they see, wow, everything we want is right here. It's like, you know, just look at it in your daily lives, where you want to be and what you think is good. And then look it up. Look up promiseskept.com. And you look that up and you can find anything you want in your daily lives and what our president has done to help that particular silo.
Well, thank you, Mike Lindell, for your patriotism, for being such a strong supporter of Donald Trump, and for being such a great example. What you've done is absolutely incredible with MyPillow.com, and now you are so outspoken, so passionate. Thank you for taking time to do this interview with me, and we will look forward to your prediction coming true and the second term for Donald Trump.
Well, and thanks for having me on. God bless you all. And I'll tell you what, my story is an American dream. If he doesn't get elected, we're going to lose the American dream. We're going to lose our freedom and safety. And that's what we're fighting for. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.